Join us online at charlierose.com.
You know, I really went and you know, I'm the guy who went and remade Psycho because I wanted to work with Gus Van Sant. Mm-hmm. As a young actor, that seemed interesting to me. He was a filmmaker that I respected a lot. And then I turned around and played villains in Clay Pigeons and did some bigger studio films like Be Cool or whatever, or Domestic Disturbance, where I played villains. And then there was a reluctancy for me to do comedies again. The director of Old School really had to fight for me to play that part, Todd Phillips. Mm-hmm. And then even after Old School, you know, Dodgeball was somewhat of a challenge. Ben Stiller had to really say, Vince is the guy I want. And the guy, Rawson, who wrote it and directed it, had written for me. But there wasn't an openness right away. And then, of course, Crashers was easier. But Crashers took off. And so now there's a lot of comedies thrown at me. But yeah. I've never really... I think the difference is for me, Peter, is I always wanted to be an actor. And I think partially for me because it was one area where I felt sort of comfortable in. I wasn't a great athlete. I wasn't a great student. It was one place that I really just felt like I could succeed in. And so when I was younger, there wasn't, you know, all these entertainment shows. There wasn't channels dedicated mm-hmm. to celebrity. I came out to Los Angeles really wanting to be an actor, wanting to be good, wanting to study. And my mind really went to, if I get a Chevrolet commercial out of Chicago, I was thrilled. Mm-hmm. If I got a guest spot on 21 Jump Street, well, boy, that was great. If I got a couple lines on an after school special, unbelievable. I never thought in my mind, oh, one day I'll be famous or I'm going to, you know, get this type of salary or do this. It really came from just wanting to keep working. And